Hi, this is Linda. It's April 20th, and I just wanted to give you guys an update on Caitlin. I was able to speak to Joy yesterday. Things have been pretty much the same with her. Her levels have been good. They had to manipulate to drain her. They did move her into a PICU, which is a pediatric ICU room, which is a private room, and it's interesting, the walls are pink. She's in a crib, a regular crib with a mobile. She still has the little whale that tells her stories and sings to her. She has two nice big windows and, of course, a bathroom and a big couch that opens up to a bed. Joy showed us pictures of the room. So she's got a lot of space in there. She has two bottom teeth that have come up. She has two top teeth that have come in. They are manipulating her every 8 hours, getting about 200 to 300 milliliters out of her. They are concentrating right now on trying to get her off of the vent. We're at a point where we really need to concentrate on that. So to do that, she has a little bit of fluid in the pleural section of her lung, one of her lungs, and they have to drain that and then get her breathing to where they can put a CPAC on her or do a procedure where they, you know, put a little cut into her neck and I forget what they call that, but it's another way for her to breathe to make her a little bit more mobile. She has some hair coming in. She's stable in all the other areas with her blood level, her blood pressure, her blood gas, oxygen levels. Everything seems to be good. Urination is a little bit up and down, but she's still urinating, so that's good. So that's where we're at right now with Caitlin. Just keep it in prayer that she stays stable and that the breathing can get better on her so that they can go ahead and get her on the CPAC. It's a trach. The other one would be a tracheotomy, where they cut into her neck area, you know, below her chin area, and put a tube in there, and that would make her a little more mobile. She's alert. She's moving as much as she can move around. So that's where we're at. And just keep it in prayer with this coronavirus going around, that she stays away from that and that she doesn't contract any infections or anything. And they're really keeping an eye on everything. And Joy and Derek had a meeting with a team on Thursday of last week, and they feel very confident that Caitlin's getting the best care. And we just thank God where she's at. And we thank you for your prayers. And if anything else changes, we'll let you know. God bless and thanks, guys. Bye-bye.